Ecosystems are complicated and have surprising interconnections. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Cliff Ross, an associate professor of biology at the University of North Florida, is studying mosquitoes in order to survey the health of coral reefs.
Since the 1970s, coral reefs around the globe have declined by over 50% due to human activities such as pollution and climate change. When corals reproduce, they release tiny larvae into the water column. These newborn corals float around at the mercy of the currents for hours to months. This floating existence is a critical time point for corals, as they can be exposed to many different types of stressors. Why is this important? If the larvae don't live, then you won't have adults. Pesticide exposure is one such type of stressor. In the Florida Keys, larval release not only coincides with seasonal rains, but also coincides with the hatching and development of mosquitoes. In order to better understand the effects of pesticides and temperatures on coral larvae, we used individuals from Parietes asteroides. Following exposure, survival and settlement were measured. We also quantified sublethal stress in the larvae by using unique cellular assays. These assays work much like a blood test in humans, where you can identify if an individual is sick and to what extent. While our results suggest that some larvae may have a moderate degree of resistance against short-term exposure to ecologically relevant concentrations of pesticides, the results are far from being clear-cut. Results were variable and dependent upon the pesticide type, the temperature used, and the type of biomarker being examined. In the ocean, where so many stressors can interact, our work is significant in that it serves as a warning to other scientists. What's the warning? When dealing with cases of multiple stressors, things can get quite complex and differential responses can be encountered. We still have a lot to learn about corals.
That was Cliff Ross of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.